I'm from the hills of Tennessee. They say, well, if you've been in Indiana longer than a week, you're a Yankee. Well, you can get the boy out of the South, but you can't get the South out of the boy. I'm glad that I have a heritage that I can look back on. And I'm glad I'm here this morning. These young people have just thrilled my heart. You know, when you see people going away from the old standards and hear of preachers going away from the old black book and going after modernism, it's good to see some young teenagers stand and sing and raise their hand in glory. It gives you a little bit of joy in your heart, don't it? It gives you a little bit of hope for the future. There are some young people that know what it means to worship the Lord. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans in chapter number 8. Romans in chapter number 8. I am so thankful for Brother Ray Stewart and for Gateway Baptist Church. I tell them that this is my home away from home. I love Brother Ray and his dear wife. In fact, Brother Ray is one of my heroes. And I call him my pastor away from home. And I love him. And I certainly am thankful to be able to call him my friend. Romans chapter number 8, and I want to begin reading in verse number 31 and read down through the remainder of the chapter. Verse number 31 says, what shall we say then to these things? Of course, I'm not going to talk about these things, but the bottom line is, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I like how God works things out. And I tell you, folks, I have been feasting all night and all morning on that thought of reached. He reached. I'm glad that God knows how to reach the sinner. He knew where I was. He knows where you are this morning if you're here and unsaved. You're not going to be able to hide in the crowd. The Holy Ghost knows how to seek you out and put you under arrest for His glory. But in these verses, we find that God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? The scripture also says in verse number 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Oh, I'm glad of that. Amen. And it's not just conquering the little things. It's conquering those giants in our life. We're more than conquerors. I want to preach on this subject just for the next few minutes and I'll get out of the way. There's still victory in Jesus. I like that song. We just sang it and I sat there and I was wondering, you know, going through your mind how you're hoping you've got the mind of God and the will of God. And brother, he got up and said, let's sing victory in Jesus. I said, okay, God, I know I'm on the right track. There's still victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in these days of our bad economy and our political upheaval in our country and all the mess that we see around us, it's good to get into a meeting like this and see God working in the hearts of grown men and grown women and young children and young teenagers and know that God's still moving in our land and in our country. I'm thankful this morning that though everything else may be up in an uproar, I'm glad God is still in charge and in control. And in my life, I find that there's still victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have to worry about my situation. I don't have to worry about what's going on around us. I'm glad that God is still in charge. I can pillow my head at night and go to sleep and know that God is in charge. I'll tell you, I wasn't always able to say that. There's been times in my life when I did not have the peace of God that I would love to have. But I'm thankful that he that has his mind stayed on him, he'll keep him in perfect peace. Amen. I'm glad this morning that there is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say this morning, first of all, that in Jesus we have victory over sin. I'm so thankful for that night in 1966 in a little community called Pine Hill out on the mountain from Oneida, Tennessee, little place called Scott County, Tennessee. God came by my way in an old time revival and touched my heart. The Holy Ghost arrested my soul and caused me to see that I was a sinner undone and on my way to hell. God got a hold of my heart. He stepped into my world and interrupted my journey. I'm glad that God brought me out of the bondage of sin. Someone says, well, that was the best night of my life. I got to tell you, when I found out I was a sinner, it wasn't a real good night. Amen. I'm like the preacher the other night that said it was a bad night to start out with. I was in trouble. I found out I was a sinner. I found out the gospel was for me and that I was guilty. And I didn't know that until that night. I had not understood that until that night. My mom and dad took me to church 9 months before I was born. I was read the scriptures 9 months before I was born. My dad is an old-time Baptist gospel preacher and stood firm on the truth all of his life. And I did not know that John 3:16, I could put my name in that whosoever spot. I didn't know it was for me, but that night the Lord stepped into my world, interrupted my path, and caused me to see that I was a sinner. And I came and found peace and found victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's victory over sin. Now, someone may say, well, preacher, don't we have trouble with sin all of our days? Yes, we have to fight against the temptations that come our way. But I'm glad that God has delivered me from the power of sin. Amen. He's delivered me. If you're saved this morning, you're delivered from the power of sin. If you can't stay out of sin, if that's just a problem for you, I'd be checking up on whether Jesus really lives inside or not. Amen. Whether you believe up here and not down here. You see, a lot of folks believe in Jesus up here, but they fail to get him in their heart. It's just a head religion and not any true knowledge of God in the heart. But he delivered me from the power of sin. He broke the chains that I could not break. He broke the bondage that I could not get out of. And I'm thankful. Romans chapter number 6 and starts out in that verse, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now that baptism is talking about there is the Lord baptizing us into Christ. There's no water there. For that crowd that says you got to be baptized to be saved, I'm glad the Holy Ghost baptized me that night. Baptized me into Christ, raised me to walk in newness of life. He changed me. He changed me forever. I've not always been perfect, and I'm not what I used to be. Thank God I'm not what I'm going to be. But he delivered me from the power of sin. Not only did he deliver me from the power of sin, but he delivered me from the punishment of sin. I'm never going to feel the fires of hell. I don't worry about that place called hell. The only fire I'm ever going to feel is what's burning down on the inside of me that God put there. That fire of zeal and that fire of holiness that He put there for His cause and glory. I'm saying this morning, there's victory over sin. I'm glad that no longer are we condemned under the law. In our text in verse number 1, that's my favorite verse in the entire Bible. Therefore, there is now, not later, not down the road somewhere, but now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, we have victory over sin and the power of sin, the punishment of sin, but one of these days we're going to be delivered all the way from the presence of sin. And I'm looking forward to that day. I'm glad that we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, we have victory over self. Now, I don't know about you men here this morning, but my biggest problem is me. By the way, a lot of times it's not even the devil. Now, I just have this idea that a lot of times some of you fellows probably drawing fire from him more than I am. And it's me that's causing me the problem. But I'm glad when the Lord Jesus Christ moved into my soul, He gave me victory over this flesh. I don't have to walk after the flesh. I've got victory over the flesh this morning. He gave me that victory. I didn't earn that victory. He gave it to me. It was His grace that reached farther than I could reach up. Amen. He gave me victory over self. Paul said it like this in Romans chapter 7, verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then that very next verse, he answers the question for himself. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Listen to me this morning. We have victory over this thing here. That this man that I shave every morning is the one that I've got to mortify. He's the one that I've got to reckon dead. He's the one that I have to take to the cross and say, Lord, here am I this morning. I give myself to you afresh and anew, and I want you to take this vessel that is supposed to be dead and quicken it and make it alive and use it for your glory. I'm saying this morning, there's victory over self. Well, there's victory over the works of the flesh. You know what the works of the flesh are. We don't have to go through and read them, but a lot of folks, it kind of gets under their skin. When you go to talking about the works of the flesh, let me just read them for you real quick so you can get a fresh idea of what I'm talking about. Galatians chapter number 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. I mean, the works of the flesh go on and on and on. I'm glad I have victory over all these things. Amen. We have the power to subdue the flesh. Not only the works of the flesh, but we have victory over the wants of the flesh. Now, this old flesh has some wants that we've got to put down. By the way, I don't know how it is in this area, but up in our area from time to time, we will have folks come in that are of another flavor than we are. And they have the idea that we all ought to get together and say, sing Kumbaya and just get along. And I told a preacher earlier, I said, and it seems like every time that happens, God has given me a scathing message on that subject. And they don't ever show back up. Can I say to you something this morning? The worship of the Lord Jesus Christ does not always agree with this old flesh of ours. It wants a toe tap in something. It wants something that'll move the flesh, but I want something that's going to move the spirit in me and well up in me and give me joy in my soul. I don't want something that just works the flesh up. I want something that's real, amen. I want something that'll take me down the road a few miles and give me victory tomorrow. I'll tell you, this meeting has been such a blessing to me. I appreciate this church for putting on this meeting, because every year, this is where my filling station is. I come here and get my tank full, and I pray every year, God, fill me up. I want to go back. I'd love to take a whole bus load of you folks back with me and just carry you on to my church for a while. with everything we've got here and experience here, I wouldn't mind if these young people didn't come up there and sing for my old folks and show them that there's still victory in Jesus. And they can still raise their hands and shout victory over the world. I'm saying this morning that this old flesh don't like what we're doing here today. I'm glad I can overcome the flesh and I can get in the spirit, raise my hand, and don't care who thinks I'm an idiot. And worship the Lord. Not only does he give us victory over ourselves in the works of the flesh, the wants of the flesh, but also the walk of the flesh. I'm glad we don't have to walk after this flesh. But we can walk after the Spirit. Well, let me quickly move on. You know, there are some other things here in this chapter that I really just couldn't put a label on, because there's some things that, you know, that we have to face that God gives us victory over too. So I just said in Jesus we still have victory over stuff. Do you ever face any stuff? My soul, what kind of stuff do you face? Paul talks about it in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. You know, he talks about being in famines and nakedness and all of those things. And he talks about being in peril. There's all kinds of things that we face as children of God that you really don't know how to label it. You just say, well, it's stuff that I have to face. Paul said, I've faced some stuff. But I can tell you that I've been knocked down, but I'm not out. I can tell you that I've been shipwrecked, but I'm still here. You see, there is victory over all kinds of stuff. Amen. There's victory over difficult stuff. And we face it. I guess the reason you just can't label it one by one is because it's a wide variety of things. You know, I thought a few years ago I'd faced about as much as I could ever face. And then you find out there's more to face. When you have to go to the graveside of a little grandchild that didn't get a chance in life, you began to face some stuff. And as Brother Joe said the other night, when he was laying in that hospital bed, the devil comes walking around you and mocking you, say, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Well, that's just stuff you're having to face. I'm glad God gave us victory over that stuff. There's difficult stuff. You read it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 25. And then there's some dangerous stuff. There's a list there in verse number 26 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, and perils of this and perils of that and perils. That means dangerous. And in some of those things, he was in danger by his own countrymen and his own kinsmen, the religious crowd of the day. I'm telling you this morning, my friend, if we're not careful, we'll fall victim to stuff in our lives if we're not careful. We need to rise above the stuff and let God give us victory over the stuff we face. And then in verses 27 and 28, there's some depressing stuff. Have you ever been depressed? Someone says, well, I have never been depressed. You just hang on a while. You're going to face a battle that you ain't going to be able to come out of unless Jesus comes to your rescue. A lot of times we'll say, oh, I'm stronger than that. I got a good mind. And then all of a sudden, your mind goes nuts and crazy. And you find yourself in depression. And you don't even know what it is. You just don't want to get up in the morning. Afraid to go to bed at night. Huh? Somebody says, well, I just don't know what you're talking about. If you've been in this thing very long, you'll find out one way or the other. There's always kinds of things that you face that are depressing. People that you love turn against you. Church members that you care for, and you'd walk the fires with them. You'd go to the grave with them if you needed to, and they turn on you. You can't tell me that don't break your heart, preacher. That tears your heart out. And somebody says, well, sometimes taillights look better than headlights. I've never seen that occasion. And there's folks that I haven't been able to get along with, and I've prayed for God to help me or them one. And so help me, it always depresses me when they leave. Because I have a heart to love them. I have a heart to care for them. I want to see them have the same victory I've got in my soul. Listen to me. There's all kinds of stuff we're going to face in life. But there's victory through it all. Last thing, and I'm through. In Jesus, we have victory over Satan. I tell you, I'm so glad that that rascal's going down. There's a gentleman, you may have heard the story years ago. It's supposed to be a true story. He was having trouble. The devil would come to him every night and accuse him and say, you know, you can't be saved. You just can't be saved. Look at all you've done. And every night he'd get in his car and he'd drive down to church where he got saved. He'd walk to the place, the altar, and he'd point at it and he'd say, right there's where I got saved. And that's the only place the devil could take him to, was back there. And one night he'd got done praying and he'd felt good in the Lord, and he began to pillow his head, and the devil jumped up on the bedpost again and said, you're not saved. Look at what you've done. He had his keys laying on the nightstand. He just picked them up and threw them out in the middle of the floor and said, there's the keys, you go show yourself. I'm glad we've got victory over Satan. We don't have to listen to old Slewfoot. He's a loser. In fact, I like to tell him every now and then, you may have the upper hand right now, old boy, but one of these days I'm going to look at you while you're going into the pit and I'm going to say, you're a loser. Oh, some folks think he's not real. They think that the devil's just a thing of the past. But let me tell you something. He's real. Sometimes I think he's chained right outside my church. But can I tell you, no matter what he's doing to you this morning, no matter how he's talking to you, no matter what he's saying, he's a liar, he can't tell the truth. And it's like the old preacher said one time, he just can't tell the truth because it don't sound good to him. He wants to depress everyone that he can. He wants to drag down everyone that he can. I'm glad this morning I can wave my hand toward heaven and say, and sing the song, Victory in Jesus, and say, oh devil, I've got victory over you. One of these days you're going down. You see, he's a devouring foe, but he's a defeated foe. I like that scripture over there in 1 Peter where it says, be ye sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walking around seeking whom he may, as a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion, but he's trying to act like one. He's more like a kitty. You know, he tries to roar, he just don't have no teeth. He don't have nothing to grab us with. His stinger is gone, amen. I'm telling you, he is a defeated foe, and he is also a doomed foe, and he knows it. He knows his time's short, and he's trying all he can to defeat every child of God that he can. He's trying to defeat every preacher. I asked my old pastor one time, an old mountain preacher, where I got saved. My dad was a lay preacher in the church at that time. He was in evangelism, and I got saved under his ministry, and one day I went to him, and I was, I don't know how old it was then, but he was about 81 or 82, and I said to him, I said, Brother A.B., I got a question for you, and he said, go ahead. I said, when is it that you are no longer bothered by the flesh? And he said to me, you're going to have to ask somebody older than I am. Wise answer, wasn't it? We're going to have to fight the devil all the way to the grave or to the rapture. I'd just as soon go in the rapture and shake my fist at him as I go up. Amen. I'd just as soon shout victory through the clouds and say, oh grave, oh death, where is thy sting? As they singing, oh grave, where is thy victory? Amen. There's still victory in Jesus. That's my message.